This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It just opened last night, a Brothers Grimm adventure with Umpqua Actors Community Theater, and written and directed by Martin Follesy, who joins us this morning. Marty, thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about this production that folks can come out and see even tonight.
Yes, we opened last night. We are there tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and on Sunday we're at 2 o'clock. It's about the Grimm brothers, Jacob and Wilhelm, who research fairy tales, and one of them is pulled into fairy tale land, and if you go into fairy tale land and you change a story, you are forever stuck in fairy tale land. So they try and correct the stories that they've messed with and try and get out of fairy tale land.
Wow. Now, where did you get this idea?
I don't remember. I wrote it several years ago, and we did it at Riddle High School first. And so I just messed around with fairy tales and brought in a bunch of different characters and mixed them up, and it came out to be this play.
You have been writing plays for a number of years. You have been teaching young people and adults about the craft of acting, and it seems like your enthusiasm for it is still very strong.
Oh, absolutely. Very, very strong. And I'm really trying to get more students involved, more younger people, and that's why this play is completely with junior high and high school students. It is a fundraiser for a New York trip that we're taking in March, and we have 32 kids, I believe, signed up to go with us in March to New York to see two Broadway shows, to do a Broadway 101 workshop, to meet and greet with a Broadway professional, and, of course, see the sights of New York. So 100% of the ticket sales for this show will go to help offset the cost for those kids.
You know, having been in New York City just once for about 3 or 4 days, we were staying in Manhattan. We saw The Lion King on Broadway, and it's just an incredible experience. And for a young person from Douglas County to get to go there with adults and chaperones that can show them around, it sounds like this is going to be an incredible experience for these young people.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've been in programs like this before where I go to New York with students, and to see them light up is much more of an excitement for me than anything that I can do in New York by myself. It's just incredible. And we have such incredible talent here in Douglas County that I wanted to foster that and to really show them the highest level of acting. And so that's one reason why I wanted to lead this group to New York, so that the kids can really experience what it's like to be like on Broadway and see what it's like.
And not only with the proceeds going towards that effort, but I understand as this production continues for a couple weekends that there's an opportunity with packages that are going to be available for bid at each show.
Right. Each show we have a basket of some type that you can we have a silent auction on. And you can come see the show, bid on those items, and take them away at the end of the show.
Wow, that's going to be good. Now, the trip, when is the trip going to be for the young people?
It's in spring break of March, coming up in 2024. It's for 5 days. And like I said, we're just going to, go there, and it's just a whirlwind tour of seeing different things. And we're hoping to, if we have more than 35 kids going, then we will be our own group, in which I will have a little bit more say in what we do. And that's what I want, because, there's things that they want us to do, like go and see Greenwich Village and stuff like that, which I don't think would interest the kids. And I would rather, put in another musical or another play or something like that. So I'm hoping that we can get at least 35 kids. Right now we have 32. So we just need 3 more, and I think we'll be able to call ourselves our own group and have more say in what we do.
And these could be young people from all over Douglas County, right?
Oh, yes, all over. I've got kids from Riddle, Oakland, and, of course, from the middle schools and the high school in Roseburg. So, it can be anybody in Douglas County.
And obviously with some other adults going along as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I will be there. Melody, our executive director, will be there. We have two board members from UACT going, and then we do have another couple adults that might be going that won't be considered chaperones. But I'm adverse at this. I've done this so many times with different groups that I kind of know what I'm doing, so I'm very excited to take them there.
Well, yeah, it sounds like a great effort. And again, the play got underway last night. It's give us a schedule of when it's going to be shown.
Yes, it's tonight and Saturday at 7 o'clock, and on Sunday it will be at 2 o'clock. And then we have one more weekend next weekend up until the October 22nd. And again, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be at 7, and Sunday will be at 2. So we only have 2 weekends, this weekend and next weekend, to come out and support the kids and support our fundraising event.
And if somebody can't make it to one of the shows but would like to still donate towards the trip, is there a way to do that?
Absolutely, absolutely. They can come to UACT and donate. They can send a check to UACT Theater, and we will definitely make sure it gets into the funds for the kids.
All right, great. A Brothers Grimm Adventure at Umpqua Actors Community Theater, a benefit for this great trip to New York City next year. Martin Follesee, the writer and director of the play. Marty, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you for having me.
8:38 at the Morning Report.